Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm not in your way.
All right, everybody. We are not going to stop talking about this, and we are not going to let this story go. On screen now is a photo of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a 52-year-old father, a hardworking man, and a business owner who is just killed by a rogue agency named ICE. ICE has already claimed the lives of multiple American citizens, over a dozen immigrants, people in detention centers have been killed, and this is one of the most disturbing stories yet. We're going to walk through the series of events that happened, and through that, we are going to debunk the narrative that ICE is trying to push on the most impressionable of Americans. ICE is trying to pervert and distort this story to make it seem like Lorenzo was the bad guy when it was anything but. ICE has violated hundreds of court orders since Donald Trump took office. Even one Bush-appointed judge pointed out that ICE violated 96 court orders just in January of 2026. That is more violations than any agency in American history has seen ever. And ICE did that in one singular month. So I don't want to hear that ICE is protecting us. I don't want to hear that ICE is doing their jobs. ICE is doing the opposite of making us safer. ICE is violating laws, killing people, and this story is uniquely tragic. I want to walk through it in a steady-handed manner because we cannot let this go. The victim in this case is Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a man who had lived in the United States for roughly 35 years, who had built a life in the United States, built a family, had three kids that are contributing members of society. One of his sons is a teacher and gave an amazing, heartbreaking speech about justice that I'll show you in just one moment, saying that there needs to be justice for this. He lays out the series of events. He lays out what happened to his father, and even Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has come out and spoken about this, saying that Mexico may take legal measures against the United States for these ICE raids. I mean, ICE is out of control. Lorenzo was a father who has worked in the United States, built a life, started a business, started a family, and is contributing to our society. ICE decided to surgically target him while he was on his way to work in Houston, Texas, early morning just 2 days ago. ICE targets him in an unmarked vehicle. There's no indicators or signifiers showing that it's ICE. He's just being followed by an unmarked vehicle very closely. Lorenzo doesn't do anything wrong. He's going to pick up his workers before he starts the construction job. And ICE pulls it over, shoots him, and kills him. We're going to walk through all of it in a steady-handed manner. Sometimes these types of videos get suppressed by the YouTube algorithm, so if you want to help us boost it, you can hit the like below. But it's very important that I contextualize just how dangerous ICE has truly become. Before I show you the heart-wrenching video of Lorenzo on the ground next to this vehicle, let me show you a separate video of a separate incident that has happened since then. This was recorded on camera. This is an ICE agent, multiple ICE agents trying to detain a young man. They smash the young man's head into the rock, and then they try to attack the cameraman for pointing this out and recording this. It says, ICE slams man's head into stone wall, sending him to hospital with fractured skull. The man's hands were already behind his back. Agents then physically assault legal observers as soon as they realize they're on camera. They threaten to shoot the witnesses with a taser, even firing it up. Agent holds taser sideways, gangster style. Is this proper training? This happened in Chicago, Illinois, where I live and work. We're about to get to the Lorenzo story in Houston, but I need you to understand how rogue and violent this agency is. And then when court orders come down telling them to reel it in, they ignore the court orders. It's like Trump's personal Gestapo out there killing people, hurting people, fracturing their skulls with zero accountability.
Sir, what is your name?
Back up! Back up now! Back up!
Do you have a name?
Back up!
Do you have a name?
Back up now!
Go!
Do you have a name?
Go!
I'm not in your way, walk!
Go.
I'm not in your name! Back
I'm not
up
in your way,
now.
Walk!
Back up!
Walk! I'm not in your
back
way!
Up.
I'm not in your way! I'm not in your way!
Back up now!
Your car's there! I'm not in your way! I'm not in your way!
Back up!
I'm not in your way!
Back up! I'm not going to tell you again, back
up. You're not in your way.
I will arrest you.
You're not in your way. Your car is there.
Genuinely fuck these people. Genuinely fuck these ICE agents. Look at this. The moment that he decides to lose his temper and gets a little bit violent, you can see the physical representation of cowardice. He puts his mask up in order to cover his face because they know that what they're doing is wrong. They know that what they're doing is illegal. And they decide to chase these, it looks like young men, like maybe teenage boys, out of the woods, hold his taser, gangster style, sideways. He charges his taser up and threatens the young men for simply exercising their constitutional right to film officers. This is despicable. This is disgusting. And I thought this was important to show you before we jump in to the tragic story of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. So again, he had lived in the United States for 35 years. According to his family and his son, which we'll show you in 1 second, he was a hardworking businessman who just loved this country, loved his family, and wanted to continue living his life. And that was ripped away from him by the United States government. Ronaldo Salgado, the son of Lorenzo, made the initial Facebook post before he held the press conference, and it said this: "My father, Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a hardworking Mexican man, was the man killed by ICE this morning in East End. My father had been in this country for nearly 35 years, working in construction to provide for myself, my two brothers, and my mother. He was in the process of obtaining his work permit through the legal process. He was on his way to work, picking up his workers. My father did not deserve this. Please respect my family's privacy during this time. There are a lot of videos and photos out there of my father's final moments that I do not wish to see. For more information, I will be speaking at a press conference with the support of LULAC tomorrow, Wednesday, July 8th. Now, let's watch this press conference, and then after, on the other end, we're going to debunk the ICE narrative of this all. We're not going to show any disrespectful videos because the son wished us not to, but there are videos of his car afterwards with zero damage on the front end, which goes in direct contradiction to ICE's claims that he tried to ram their vehicles. They said the same thing with Renee Good, that she was trying to ram them. They even said the same thing with Alex Preddy, that he was trying to take his pistol out. These people lie with zero accountability, and let's listen to this. I urge you to watch until the end of this section.
With all the hope in the world, I drove to Bentop Hospital, the hospital that I was born in, my brother Lorenzo Jr. was born in, and my youngest was born in. I went to Bentop Hospital and demanded answers, but no one could give them to me. I learned of my father's passing from a news report on social media, not the hospital, not law enforcement. Through a collective effort from local organizations and elected officials, we got answers. My father's death was confirmed. I had to call my mom right away to give her the terrible news of my dad's passing before she had to find out the same way I did. My father was a simple man, a family man, a man of routine. He dedicated his life in the United States to giving his family the American dream. He raised my brothers and I on the idea of education taking us so far in life. So through his hard work and inspiration, he saw me attend the University of Houston and graduate from there. Saw Lorenzo Jr. attend and graduate Tufts University in Boston. And my youngest, who is out of state, who goes to college out of state, who still relied on my father for financial assistance for his tuition. All three of his sons, American citizens, his pride and joy, highly educated. After nearly 35 years of working to give us the American dream, he made the choice to begin the process of obtaining his American dream. Through a work permit. We dotted every I, crossed every T, filled every document, attended every appointment. He was close to obtaining his legal status. My father was a private man, a man who dedicated his life to work. He worked the last 30 years of his life building homes in the Houston suburbs. Part of his dream was to build a house for himself and his family, just like the hundreds he had built for himself over his career. One that he could call home. One that he can call ours, our home. And he did. After he built his own house with his crew, composed of family members and other loved ones, he achieved it. After it was built up, after it was built and up until last weekend, you can find him every evening after work, resting on his porch, listening to music, petting his dog. That's how I want the world to know my father. Not as someone who got shot and killed, but as a family man, a man who understood that good things come to those who put in hard work. I am deeply heartbroken to see that the man who taught me the value of hard work, family values, and education will no longer spend an evening on that porch.
I don't blame you guys for tearing up, because I'm tearing up a bit too in the audience. But just know that we are all pissed about this. I am as pissed about this as you guys are, and we need to push back against this administration. Sorry, that just made me very sad for a second. It's hard watching the brother comfort his other brother while they're both very, very visibly heartbroken. And I like what he said. He doesn't want his father to be remembered as a man who was shot and killed. He wants his father to be remembered as a hardworking American who fought for the American dream. That very American dream that he gave his sons was taken away from him. The American government took it away from him. The American government is ripping the American dream away from hardworking individuals. And I want to show you the ICE narrative and how absolutely bullshit it is. So you can watch this video right here. This one is a little bit hard to watch, of a car driving past after the shooting happened. And on the right-hand side, you see the white van that is owned by Lorenzo. The white van was being followed by unmarked vehicles. At first, it was one unmarked vehicle following them around. No sirens, no indicators, nothing like that. Let me just show you this. Incredibly tragic part is, all of it is tragic, but the incredibly tragic part is the son had to find this via a video on Facebook and then call his mother and tell his mother the news. But we have more information here. Video appears to show no damage, zero damage to the white van that the man ICE killed, who had lived in America peacefully for 35 years. Despite ICE claiming that the vehicle had rammed an ICE vehicle and tried to run over an agent, these people are not credible. The reason I showed you that video is so you have context. This is the white van right here. There is not a single damage mark to this entire vehicle. It is entirely fine based off of every angle that we've seen, which entirely debunks the idea that he tried to ram it into a car.
Operation ICE claims Lorenzo Salgado Araujo rammed a law enforcement vehicle with it.
Yet another angle right here. No damage.
Van and tried to run over an agent. And ICE says their agent fired in self-defense.
It was not self-defense. There is zero way it was self-defense. Here's another video showing the moments before ICE shot the worker who lived in the United States, Lorenzo. It appears to show that ICE was attempting to initiate contact with his vehicle. ICE was following him around. ICE was trying to hit him.
Him over. You can see Salgado here making a U-turn. There it is right there. The white van makes the U-turn, as you're going to see the unmarked car here in black trying to force the car going the opposite direction. Now, this is right before Salgado is ultimately shot. You're going to see the SUV pull over. Here's a closer look in front of the van after the truck passes by.
You can see it right there. ICE collided with him. You can see it. I'm sorry that it's a bit zoomed in and hard to see on first go, but I'm going to play it one more time so you guys can see what's happening. ICE tries to bumper the side of his car.
SUV, pull over. Here's a closer look in front of the van after the truck passes by. Salgado makes the U-turn. He reverses for a moment. He heads west. Him over.
He was trying to not get hit by ICE, and they killed him for that. They killed a hardworking American man for that exact thing. Here is the response from Claudia Sheinbaum, the Mexico president.
No sé si hoy o mañana pueda.
I'll read it for you all because there's just captions anyways. She says, I don't know if today or tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, present with Roberto, who is the son, because our objective is to go beyond from the diplomatic notes in what we propose in the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Because we cannot allow harm to our siblings that are in the United States. Here, I'll let it play. To our fellow nationals.
Entonces, estamos planteando otras medidas. Ya lo va a presentar la Secretaría de Relaciones Exteriores.
Es decir, las medidas tomadas hasta el momento no han tenido
jurídicas.
Ninguna respuesta.
Bueno, nos contestan, pero de todas maneras hay otra lamentable muerte de un connacional en Estados Unidos por asuntos de detención, cuando su única falta pues es no tener papeles, aun y cuando fueron contratados por una empresa estadounidense. Entonces, no tienen por qué estar en centros de detención o utilizar la violencia. Entonces, sí estamos preparando medidas jurídicas, obviamente, más importantes.
Very well said from Claudia Sheinbaum. She says their only offense is not having papers. After being a hardworking businessman hired by a U.S. company, they get killed for not having the right papers on them. Mayor Zohran Mamdani of New York led the way and said Lorenzo Salgado Araujo called Houston home for 35 years. On Tuesday, an ICE agent shot and killed him. His family learned of his death from a video before anyone bothered to knock on their door. New York City stands with the Salgado family in demanding a full independent investigation and real accountability. Again, the situation happened in New York, but you're just seeing national leadership from Mayor Mamdani right here. To the Salgado family and any immigrant family in this city living in fear, we grieve with you, and we will continue to stand behind you, or beside you in the pursuit of justice. Abolish ICE. Abolish ICE. It's okay to have an internal immigration enforcement system. We had that before ICE. We had that in the 90s, and they were actually reasonable. They weren't under total control of the president and whichever department wants to control them on any given day. Today it's the DHS, but there are times when the DOJ is spiking investigations into ICE. There are days when the FBI is spiking investigations into ICE, making sure they don't happen. These people have zero accountability, and we need leadership pushing ICE away. What seems to have happened is Donald Trump riled up so many of his dumbass supporters into joining ICE despite having zero training, zero de-escalation skills, zero ability to do any of this. And that's why you see these out of shape, untrained pieces of shit in these videos popping on their masks and holding their tasers sideways. Absolutely despicable. And how many more people have to die in the United States with zero criminal record, having done nothing before we actually hold ICE accountable? When Democrats get back into office in 26, and 28 and beyond, we need to have all of these ICE agents, Kristi Noem included, even though she's gone, Kristi Noem included, have all of their asses sitting down in chairs in front of an oversight committee, masks off, and asking them exactly what the hell they think they were doing, and asking them and figuring out whatever consequences need to be given. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video. Rest in peace to Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. Rest in peace to Alex Preddy. Rest in peace to Renee Nicole Good and the dozens of other who have been killed by ICE. We are going to continue to cover this. I love you all. Peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.